Hello, everyone. Welcome to another first-run bald movie of the Pulp Persuasion. Jim and I went to go see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, directed by Sam Raimi. You might know this gentleman from the various Evil Deads he's done and the original Spider-Man trilogy. Back to the Marvel Universe, back to the Marvel Cinematic Universe for the first time, returning. It's written by Michael Waldron. You'll recall that he is the up-jumped Rick and Morty writer that also pinned Loki back for more multiverse action. It stars all the people you expect and a whole bunch of people maybe you don't, if you stayed away from spoilers and whatnot. So we're not going to spoil that for you, not yet. We're gonna get into the premium section before we start dishing that, and we'll talk about trailers first. So don't freak out, don't panic. Jim, you're the wild card here. What did you think of Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness?
It was good. It was good, not great. It's enjoyable. I mean, it's a Marvel movie, right? They've got the formula nailed. The only real problem I see is that there's too much of it, and it's not like quantity of movies. It's too much everything. It's like there is so much fighting in this movie. There is so much extra in this movie that it just kind of gets in the way of enjoying a movie. I don't know. And so like the stuff I think they're doing that's good on a human characterization level just kind of gets overshadowed by fight after fight after fight. And they all look roughly the same. Like, yeah, this movie has a lot of gimmicks and they are pretty cool gimmicks, but they're still gimmicks. And I just like that blinds me to the cool stuff that they're doing.
Well, I actually like comic book movies, and I thought this is a pretty great one. This is not the best film that Marvel's put out, but like, really? It probably helps that I've seen all the stuff I need to see. I saw all of, pretty much all of the Marvel stuff. And I think if you are asking me what you need to see, it really helps probably to see WandaVision. If you give a shit about the Wanda's motivations in this film.
I mean, there's human motivations, so it's not too hard to just connect dots there. I don't think it's a requirement.
I was going to score. I don't think it's a requirement. I think I think it's stupid when people say you got to see this before you see this. But I think, you know, if you're a fan, but that's the thing. If you're a fan, you've probably already seen this shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that most people would just roll with it, you know, if they, you know, it's just like reading a comic book that has somebody, you know, guest starring another hero. It's like you either know him or you don't, and the comic will stand on its own. I think the movie does well, but like you're talking about, I thought this was really fun. Halfway through the movie, I was kind of like, well, this is okay. I was feeling what you're feeling about it, but I'm like, man, I would not have thought that the mouse would shackle Sam Raimi down this hard. Like, you know, the Disney really beats all their directors into a kind of Disney type shape, into the Marvel Cinematic Universe shape. And then about the halfway point, this movie started getting Raimi as fuck and just kept on accelerating the Raimi pedal. And I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed his bringing his unique talents and seeing just like a recognizable director's vision shining through the material. I think you mentioned that like there's so much fights, and you're right, there is, but like I was saying silent prayers of thanks that this wasn't a Sony project, because I've seen how Sony does fights like this. It's just people floating in midair in some kind of super sure, pose. There's just shit's flying around them, whatever, and here it's like, I mean, it's that, right? But there's this endless variety of the things that they're doing when they're casting magic powers and fighting each other. And it's just like it's a visual feast. I agree with you. Like there's a couple I think one of the central characters is essentially a MacGuffin. I don't know I didn't know anything about them at the start of the film. I know nothing about them at the end of the film.
Totally. I know one thing about them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was a lot of like, because when I started hearing, and I've been doing this a lot lately, the second I start hearing that there's things going around about a movie, I muted the hashtag. I actually muted the word strange. And so I was delighted. And I saw this in a packed theater house full of nerds who were cheering at all the appropriate points. It's kind of wild how Marvel keeps making these things big, epic events. Like, I was not expecting this movie to go this hard and to unfold this much potential cool stuff for the future. But they did it anyway. I thought, like, you know, after Avengers Endgame, well, surely they'll settle down. And, you know, Shang-Chi was pretty fucking epic, but certainly not this grand scale and this connected. Eternals was kind of, you know, what the Eternals was. But boy, God, you know, like 50% of the movies have felt roughly as epic as Endgame. It's kind of crazy that they've maintained. And now I feel like there's a shape I can see in the future past this phase where it's like they're just never going to run out of stories, man. They're just like, I don't know when I don't know when America will get bored of this stuff. I know you're kind of slowing down on it, but
I will see the big tentpole stuff, like a Doctor Strange, a Guardians, which passes for big tentpole stuff now that we don't have, you know, Cap or any Iron Man, any of those people. Spider-Man's I will see, but
yeah,
it's gonna be tough to talk me into Moon Knights and the
Eternals
2 and that kind of stuff.
Fuck all that. I'm out of the MCU on the TV until a series is finished, because I heard the same fucking shit about Moon Knight. The first episode drops. Oh my God, it's so good. And then by the time, like, you know, Dave Chin said, you know, like I just feel like I'm so tired of like spending 6 hours watching something and it just kind of stays at this kind of even keel and ends in the middle of nothing. And you know, like, hey, here's going to be a cool movie in 18 months. I feel like that way about Star Wars stuff too. Although, have you seen the new Obi-Wan trailer yet?
No, I'm not.
Me either.
I'm not going to watch it until I hear glowing reviews about the entirety of season one.
I think I've seen enough Disney Plus and there's some stuff that's worth it. I thought Loki was very worth it, but like, I think that I can wait until the 6 episodes are out and let the internet judge, because it seems like Moon Knight wasn't worth many people's time. I don't know what else to say, because
when we get into spoilers, I'll talk about some of the stuff that I liked a little bit more, but it's just a lot. It's a lot. You know, there are a lot of these movies, and inside of each of these movies is a lot of action, a lot of effects, and they're not going to show me anything that's going to impress me anymore is the problem, right? Like, they've shown me so much and it's so big. Yeah, like, what can you do after Dormammu and like this movie?
I mean, I thought they hit it with Spider-Man though, right?
Well, I liked everything they did with the three Spider-Mans in that, certainly. But it wasn't like from an effects angle. They're not going to show me anything from an effects angle that's going to blow my mind, period. Nothing can anymore.
Well, especially when you've got things like Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
That movie kind of major league stole this movie's thunder, because it did the multiverse in a truly interesting, groundbreaking way.
And hilarious.
And hilarious. And this movie is funny in that kind of Marvel quippy way. But,
you know, I actually like that this
we've
movie.
We've seen all this before. Yeah.
Right. I actually like this movie isn't trying to be as funny as like Guardians or Spider-Man or anything, because like it gives it a different texture. So I appreciated that like not all of the Marvel characters are exactly the same, and not all of their movies are exactly the same, although there's definitely a formula, and it's in here for sure.
Well, that is our spoiler free tag. Let's talk about the upcoming movies, and then we'll talk about our upcoming movies, and then we'll talk about the spoilers. So, first trailer that I saw that's new, I'm going to skip all the stuff that we've talked about a million times.
No, I got to talk once more about Bullet Train.
Okay, I was going to say, no, this is a brand new trailer, dude. I've never seen this one before.
For Bullet Train?
Yeah.
I got the same refried fucking trailer I've been seeing for the last 2 months at every single movie I've gone to.
Really?
And
okay.
The thing about it is this movie doesn't come out till July 29th. Exclusively in theaters, right? Like,
yeah.
They shot their marketing wad way too early, because I'm fucking sick of this trailer.
Oh, I'd somehow
so maybe with a new trailer it'd be great.
This trailer before this new version, because like I know we had kind of hesitated to put it on the calendar for real. I kind of want to put it on the calendar, because I thought this trailer looked very, very fucking hot.
Really? Well, maybe I need to see that one, because I think as it stands, seeing that trailer 100 times in the last 2 months, is, I think this movie's going to be a huge bomb. I just think, like,
wow,
they're going to play it out before it's even out. You know? I don't know.
Well, maybe it'll be like a Deadpool, or I know there's been a couple trailers we've seen lately where it's like, or like the Massive Talent, where it's like you think that it's really showing, it's really opening up the kimono and showing everything, but it's just so fucking cool. There's so much more to it.
Could be. We'll see.
So anyway, I kind of want to see Bullet Train. That comes out July 29th, as you said. Next movie, I've never seen this trailer before, never heard this movie before. It's called Hello, Darling.
Oh, it stars. Is it Hello or Don't Worry, Darling? Because
oh,
that's
Don't Worry, Darling.
Down.
Sorry, Cecily whispered the because at the when she'd recognize the trailer, she goes, "Oh my god!" I wrote that down.
I didn't pay attention.
This stars Harry Styles, Florence The Pugh, and Chris Pine, among others. And I don't know. It looks like a Stepford Wives type of deal.
I don't know that reference. Is that
sci-fi?
Well, like
where men are trying to create the perfect woman, and it turns out the robots or some shit. There's like been different remakes of that movie, and there's different. Sometimes it's hypnosis, I think. But it seems like it's a society where men are trying to create the perfect woman. They're sexy. They're sexually available. They're good housewives. They don't set their sights too high. They're content in their place. You know, they're going back to the 1950s, because those are good old days.
Right.
I thought it looked interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I saw a new Lightyear trailer.
Me too.
What? So I'm still into seeing it, but I felt like maybe this gave a little bit too much away.
Yeah, like, it did feel like less is more on this.
I was hot to see Lightyear, and I thought that first trailer was fucking iconic. And now it's like, I still want to see it, but like, it feels kind of like very it's back to just being a Pixar film. So
It's definitely
over trailer,
right?
Over trailering. There's too much over trailering.
They're over trailer. They're over everything. Definitely not Tim Allen doing the voice of Buzz Lightyear anymore.
No,
definitely not.
No.
Which is interesting.
Is it Putty from Seinfeld?
I don't think so, no.
Huh. Well,
I don't know who it is.
Find out. His voice of Lightyear.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm definitely going to see that. Oh, it's Chris Evans, of course.
Of course. Okay.
That's right. I fucking forgot all that stuff. Hmm. Yeah, I'm interested in seeing it, but this trailer, unfortunately, just kind of left me eh. How about this? Is this a tentpole film for you? Thor, Love and Thunder.
Oh, man. After I really didn't like Ragnarok. It does have Guardians in it. That was kind of nice to see.
Did you see Natalie Portman?
Her big ass arms.
Looking fucking strong on the camera.
Like, oh, yeah.
Jesus. I thought that was CG when I saw this trailer. And then like a couple days after, I saw some pictures of her just walking around. Fucking
out.
Stacked up, yoked out of her mind. She hit the goddamn gym.
Yeah.
Got Marvel swole.
I don't know. It's definitely a tentpole for most people. I'm willing to give Thor another shot. Sure. Why not?
I'm pitching multiple tentpoles in my pants, man. There's so many goddamn sexy people in this film. Holy shit. Golly.
If you like sexy and you like aliens.
Do. Oh, I've been known to.
And you like water. Maybe you
and
would
the
like.
The Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group. Maybe you would like Avatar, The Way of Water.
You are the only man on the planet that managed to avoid seeing Avatar.
I wanted to see it in theaters. I didn't get a chance to see it in theaters. For whatever reason, I didn't go see it. And then I missed my opportunity to see it in 3D. And I'm like, man. Because this was the time when like 3D mattered, right? Like Avatar was the movie that was going to make 3D matter.
It justified. And I got to say, it was pretty fucking cool. Like it's still the landmark 3D experience in my lifetime.
So I was like, oh, well, I'll get a 3D television and the glasses and maybe I can watch it there. And I just never got a 3D TV.
Future.
Yeah. And so I have somehow missed Avatar. So this trailer really doesn't do anything for me, but... Yeah, I'm sure it does something for you. I would definitely go see it, but I will watch Avatar first.
It doesn't. That's the thing. Like, I watch this movie and I'm like, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. And, oh, I can see how the soldiers are now making Naboo bodies and whatnot. Oh, but this trailer is silent. It has, I think, one line of dialogue that's not even synced to the thing. It's just vibes. Just Avatar vibes.
Yeah, it's showing off the visuals, and they are pretty impressive. I will say.
And then last Avatar is very much aerial, you know, like that was the big coming of age thing, him taming one of those Pteranodons or whatever the fuck they are. And it seems like it's like the water version of this. There's flying killer whales and shit on this planet. But it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I hope it's in 3D because I kind of want to go back to that sensation, that really cool. And the other thing is, like, people are like, fucking Avatar, who gives a shit? I'm never, ever, ever going to bet against James Cameron getting people's asses welded. How much shit do you want to talk? Like, I've heard it with T2. I heard it with Titanic. I heard it with the original Avatar. And the man knows what he's doing. Yeah. And until he fucks up and drives a ship over a cliff, if that metaphor checks out, I'm going to be there opening night to see it with my funny looking 3D glasses on. So.
I want to see the next Avatar be VR. VR Avatar.
Oh, shit. You know what?
Just put you in the movie.
I kind of wish, because I debated to see that there's only two 3D options. It was like a 5:30, which is too early, and like 8:00 was going to be too late. But I thought, I was like, you know, I bet the Multiverse of Madness with all the weird Inception shit, I bet that would be really cool. I wish I had done it because I could have seen Avatar Way of the Water in 3D. Now see I feel like,
again, this weekend.
I feel like a sucker. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about paying $20 or whatever it is to see 3D just for a trailer, but yeah. And also, if you're an Avatar fan, I really encourage you to look up the Saturday Night Live skit with Ryan Gosling, Avatar Papyrus. It's pretty fucking funny. It's pretty hilarious, and it'll tell you something about the Avatar logo that you won't be able to unsee. And Shakira merch and off-brand fancy tees.
Ah, yes, I remember.
And hookah bars. Okay, that is going to be it for the free section of the show. We're going to roust out all the freeloaders, and also give a warm welcome to people that want to come inside the tent with us. Go to support.baldmove.com, join us up with the club, and you can get access to this here spoiler review of Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness right now. Otherwise, we'll see you at the end of May for Top Gun Maverick, unless Tom gets an e-meter reading that says he needs to push it off another 3 months, and we'll see. But I think we got a hard date target here. 5/27. We'll be there that Thursday night to talk about the return of Maverick and Top Gun.